Today marks an important milestone in the implementation of the Affordable Care Act. It's the launch of online marketplaces called exchanges to help people find health insurance they can afford.
And just to repeat, the exchanges go forward even as the government shuts down. Exchanges are an idea pioneered by Massachusetts 7 years ago. NPR's Richard Knox reports that residents there call the program a success and that the exchange was an indispensable factor.
Massachusetts Health Insurance Exchange is called the Connector. It was the brainchild of former Governor Mitt Romney, a Republican. Glenn Shore once ran the Connector. He's now the state Secretary of Administration and Finance, and he's confident the nation will follow Massachusetts' lead.
As the law begins to be implemented, people will see and feel its positive effects. They'll be able to see through some of the rhetoric and spin.
Shore says there was widespread thirst for coverage in Massachusetts. Once the Connector opened for business, people signed up much faster than anyone expected.
Enrollment was fast. One of the clear lessons of the Massachusetts experience is that people want affordable health insurance.
And today, 97% of the state's population has it, the highest of anywhere in America. Shore says Obamacare will increase that. 45,000 people working in low-wage jobs will qualify for the Massachusetts Medicaid program.
Roughly a quarter of the remaining uninsured. That would be a big deal.
Thousands more will become eligible for premium subsidies through the Affordable Care Act because they make under $46,000 for an individual and $94,000 for a family of four. That'll bring Massachusetts pretty close to advocates' longtime dream of universal coverage.
It's a fight that's worth fighting, and I think ultimately it will be won.
But not everybody in Massachusetts is quite so optimistic. Rick Lord is president of Associated Industries of Massachusetts, a prominent business group. He was also a leader in the broad coalition that resulted in what some people here still call Romney Care.
I think Massachusetts got health care reform right.
But Lord points out that anything as complicated as health care reform is going to need some tinkering along the way. In Massachusetts, the legislature passed, without controversy, three technical corrections as the health law got implemented. Lord doesn't see how Congress can do that with Obamacare.
No amendment to the Affordable Care Act will be passed for fear that the whole act will unravel.
That makes him more than a little worried.
Feeling a little pessimistic about how it's going to play out in Washington, you know, if it's not successful at all, I worry that that will doom the prospects for revisiting this in the short term.
Or even the medium.
Right, in the medium.
But for now, the fate of Obamacare depends on whether enough Americans vote with their feet in the coming 3 months.
That's the big question.
Brian Rossman is research director of Healthcare for All, Massachusetts' leading health consumer group.
Will people jump over the negative publicity and go out and seek healthcare for themselves because it's in their interest? Our experience in Massachusetts is that they're going to sign up.
Kate Bisego thinks people across the country will too.
I am the Consumer Assistance Program Manager at Healthcare for All.
Bisego's been getting a lot of calls from officials in other states who are scrambling to set up exchanges and from consumers outside Massachusetts. She's heard just about every question, worry, and rant about the new exchanges.
People don't know what Obamacare is. Most people have filled their heads with a lot of misinformation about what the law actually requires of people and what the law offers.
Bisego thinks there's only so much anybody can do in advance to dispel the misconceptions. It's only when people can get their hands on information that matters to them that proponents can cut through the confusion.
You don't message about the benefits of something until you can access them. If you had been talking about that in January of this year, people wouldn't have had an action step and it would have gotten lost.
In her experience, a lot of people are surprised to hear there are health plans they can afford, that many qualify for help in paying the premiums, that they're not going to be penalized on their taxes for not buying something that they can't afford.
Once I talked to him for about an hour about this is actually what the law does, people are just as excited as I am about what this means.
And her colleague Brian Rossman predicts the nation will turn a corner in January when millions of people see what it's like to have coverage.
Once people start getting benefits and it becomes part of the infrastructure of how our healthcare system works, the repeal effort will fade away.
That's what happened a generation ago with Medicare and Medicaid. They were pretty controversial too. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.